Second, we have to change, but incremental change is not going to be sufficient. We need transformational change. And there are some incremental projects in my country, and I am the first one to celebrate them. But let's not kid ourselves. We're not talking about ending up with really beautiful electric cars here and a few electric buses there, while we keep investing in the same kind of infrastructure, more cars, more roads, more oil. We're talking about breaking free from oil. And you cannot get there through incrementalism. Third, and you know this one, the world is hungry for inspiration. It craves stories of success in dealing with complex issues, especially in developing countries. So I believe Costa Rica can be an inspiration to others. As we did last year, when we disclosed that for so many days we were not using any fossil fuels in order to generate all our electricity, the news went viral around the world. Also, and this makes me extremely proud, a Costa Rican woman, Cristiana Figueres, played a decisive role in the negotiations of the Paris Climate Agreement. So we have to protect that legacy and be an example.